Hey there, business owners. This is Ryan Speltz back again with another Get Attention podcast episode. And I want to say that every job, no matter what you do, business, whatever it is, has washing dishes. I have a funny quirk. I don't like to get my hands dirty. Now, don't get me wrong. I like hard work and I don't mind getting dirty in general and in the general sense. But in that initial moment, when I need to stick my hands in the dirt or goo or whatever is required, I don't want to do it. I have like a physical aversion to it. And so I just don't like that part of getting dirty. It's something about my hands getting into stuff. And so I don't know if you feel that way, but this was my main problem when I got one of my very first jobs. I worked at a quick service Italian restaurant and I mostly worked as a cashier, but I also had to wash the dishes. And not only was there red and white sauce all over the dishes, but I also had to put my hand in that dirty dishwasher or dishwater, and I really never wanted to do it. I hated that part of the job. The food was great and the rest of the job was pretty chill, but washing dishes was the worst. And also wiping down the tables, I didn't like that part either. Now, later when I was in college, I started selling Cutco and I loved it. I loved demonstrating the product. I loved asking people if they would buy. And when they would buy, it was thrilling. I loved it. And I also loved representing a product that I could get behind. The only problem was I hated phone time. To get the appointments that I love so much, I had to get on the phone and call prospects. And if I didn't make phone calls, I wouldn't have appointments. And in my efforts to motivate myself, I was frequently reminded of washing dishes at that pasta restaurant. And I used this example even when training a lot of my salespeople is, you know, hey, you got to make your phone calls. It's like washing the dishes. And if you ever had a job where you have an aversion to a certain part of it, a necessary part of it, or if you have a business and you're scared of, you know, making those phone calls or shooting that email across or sending a direct message to someone, that's your washing the dishes. And I can tell you every single job I've had has had a version of washing the dishes. Now, as a business owner, I have plenty of these, okay? I've owned Connection Publishing now for going on 8 years, now called Connection Media Company. Well, that's kind of an arm of Connection Publishing. We still have Connection Publishing. But every job that I've ever had has had a washing the dishes. And here's some that I have faced as a business owner. And I will tell you, the thing that you hate to do is probably necessary for your success. So you've got to find a way. If you really want to chase this dream and be a business owner, you have to find a way to tackle those things that you hate, okay? So here's the two things I've grown to understand throughout my career, which have given me the wisdom through experience to be able to succeed in business. So number one, just dive in. Get your hands dirty. I always have that aversion right at first to get my hands dirty, but then when I'm in the work, I really don't care. It's just work once you get going on it, even though there's that initial hesitation. So I know you don't want to, but you need to. So just dive in and get going. Once you're in, you'll notice it gets easier. When I did door-to-door sales, the hardest door to get past was my car door. I'd pull up to my area and I'd sit there and pause and wait. Once I got out and got going, it was easier and I could do it. Don't sit in your car waiting. Get out, get moving. That'll be number one. And it's always fun once you get going. You always have successes and things you can talk about. Number two, I have found that I need to be a tough boss. When you act as a tough boss to yourself, you take care of whatever it is you hate along with what you love, and then you can find great success. And this is literally the answer to finding success. Do what it takes, right? Hold yourself accountable. Now, I remember a high school coach of mine saying, everybody loves the easy coach in practice and hates the tough coach. But when they are winning, they love their tough coach. And I have taken that to heart when managing myself. I do the hard stuff. I do the stuff I hate. I make myself do whatever is necessary. And if I'm struggling to get something done, I schedule it in my plan and my schedule. And as a tough boss, I make myself do it. I make myself show up for it and do what is necessary. And so whatever this article has made you think of, or this episode of my podcast has made you think of in your business, I want you to commit right now to being a tough boss and get it done. Put it in your schedule or start it right this second and make it happen. Be where you're supposed to be. Do what you're supposed to be doing, and when doing it, when you're supposed to be doing it. I'm going to repeat that. Be where you're supposed to be, do what you're supposed to do, and do it when you're supposed to do it. This concept of washing the dishes in your business is one of the keys to success in life. Every job has washing dishes. So if you want to keep your job or your business, you better get your hands dirty.